Hello, everyone, and welcome. I am Rebecca Matthias, intuitive business and success coach, and you are here for our legendary leadership radio show where women in business from all over the globe gather each week to come together and get accountability and guidance to get more done in a feminine way. And you truly are the pioneers that are leading the way on a new path of getting it done like a woman, where there is success, accomplishment, increased self-confidence, and project completion. So get ready to say goodbye to looming open-ended projects that drain your energy and take a stand for stepping into your own definition of success and accomplishment. And I am so excited to be here with you today. I started this weekly show to support you and to motivate you and educate you as to what actions and mindset you need in order to create the success you deserve so that you can live your best life inspiring and empowering others. These shows are a way for me to give back, and they speak most near and dear to my passion of supporting and empowering women making a difference in the world through their business. You can connect with me at RebeccaMatthias.com and also join our legendary leadership Facebook group at Facebook.com/groups/legendary leadership. And also, if you're interested in the Be the Change song that you heard at the beginning there, that was my friend Bob Sima, award-winning singer and songwriter, playing the intro. And you can find more about Bob at BobSima.com. That's BobSima.com. So welcome to the call, everyone, today. And today's topic, we are going to be talking about how to leverage your time and your results now. So I'm really excited to dive into today's content with you. And for those of you who are new to the show, the structure of the show is this. We share the information and training for the first half an hour, and then the second half an hour, I open it up to coaching, questions, laser coaching, all of that fun stuff. So do feel free, if you feel so inclined and have a coaching question or something that you would like to have focused on for our time here together, you can get into the queue if you're on the webcast by typing your question right into the question and answer box there. And if you are on the phone, you would press *2 to raise your hand. So we'll go ahead and dive right in. So excited to get started with all of you. And we've just had a lot of people joining our show lately, so that's really exciting. So welcome to all of our new listeners here on the webcast and on the phone. Just really excited to be with all of you. And so here's what happened. This is sort of an interesting, typically on the radio shows, I'll bring a personal thing that has currently been going on for me. I really truly believe that vulnerability is the new currency. And when we are vulnerable and we're open to connecting with other people, we have this ability to connect at a faster rate and share things, and I think breakthroughs can happen faster in that regard as well. And it's Brené Brown who has said that vulnerability is the birthplace of creativity, connection, and innovation. And I fully believe that. And so the basis of what I share each week is to come to the show with something that is near and dear to my heart, that is also something that's current and timely in regards to what's going on with me. And so what I really want to share with you this week about leveraging your time and your results now is just a really exciting breakthrough that I personally had in a bigger way and a bigger aha moment in my own life just a few weeks ago. So it was a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday, and I had planned on working on that day, which I typically don't work on the weekends unless it's by election and desire, because I believe in having that time to rest and restore and replenish and nourish and that sort of thing, to show up fully present. And so I had intended to work this particular day, and when I woke up, I just wasn't feeling it. And I really just wanted to have a lazy day, hanging out with some friends, watching the football game, which isn't something I typically enjoy doing, which is sort of interesting that I was wanting to just make a fire and have a relaxing, lazy day. And so that's what I decided to do. However, I didn't make the decision wholeheartedly. I was kind of thinking, well, maybe I'll bring my computer into my family room and work on my computer and get some emails taken care of and that sort of thing while I also try and relax, enjoy the fire, enjoy my friend's company, and watch this football game. And it wasn't really working out. There were certain emails that I was trying to respond to that I needed to go into my office to make notes on pieces of paper about and that sort of thing. And so I did a few things and then I decided to just stop. And so what happened next was I literally spent the next 2 hours relaxing, yes, watching the football, spending time with my friend and enjoying my day, but not to the fullest extent. And I had a friend that was texting me and asking me if I was available to chat. And I thought, you know, I just really feel like I need to unplug. And so I didn't reply to her, and I thought I'll just get back to her tomorrow. And so finally, when I got back to her the next day, she says to me, I spent the whole entire day in bed, and it was so awesome. I even had breakfast in bed. And so here I was in the afternoon, not fully present to what I was doing. My mind was occupied with getting through some of these emails. There may have been a few little pieces of guilt, which is very rare for me. I don't typically feel guilty about most anything. And then there was this other piece of I felt kind of a little bit bad that I wasn't getting back to her right away. And that took up a lot of what I call psychic real estate. And because of that, I wasn't able to be fully present to receiving the relaxation and the restoration that I woke up desiring. And so the next day when I spoke with her and she said that she had had this amazing day and spent the whole day in bed, what I realized was I allowed these other things to take up the space in my mind and not be fully present. And so the big aha moment that came for me that this radio show was born from is that whatever it is that you choose to do, choose to be there 100%. Like if you're going to have a PJ day and sit around and maybe do some arts and crafts or just have a really totally lazy day, do that 100%. Make that full-on decision to be in that space 100%. And it may take some time to shift gears if you have delegated a particular time and space and date for a particular activity. In this case, I had delegated this day to catch up on some emails and that sort of thing. And if you have a change or a shift, give yourself the time to really wrap your head around that and get clear about what it is that you really want and then wholeheartedly be there. And so this has really been a huge shift for me in my life and in my business, and that's why I'm really excited to share it for you today, because the amount of time freedom that this has given to me and the more nourishing experiences that I've had not only with my children but in my business and with each person that I connect with has become so much more rich because of just this one shift. No more multitasking. It's almost a default to find yourself multitasking, especially in this day and age with the way technology is. We have text messages coming at us constantly. We have tasks for our jobs or our businesses coming at us constantly. I think it's important to be aware of whose agenda you're actually serving. Very often we wake up and go through our email inboxes prior to anything without a plan for our day, especially as women entrepreneurs. And you can find that by the end of the day, you actually serve someone else's agenda versus your own, because when you go into your email, it's typically people wanting or needing things from you or if it's in your own personal email inbox, it might be that a bill is due or something along those lines, versus delegating a day and time or perhaps even 2 days and times per week to pay attention to your money, to pay your bills, to be clear on what's going in and what's coming out and all of those things that are critically important. So you need to become the master of your time. And so the one thing that you can choose to do today to shift everything is to choose to be in control of your time and to choose to be in control of what it is that you are prioritizing. So delegate different time slots for different activities and tasks. So if you are saying, hey, every Friday from 10 to 12, I'm going to track my money, I'm going to track my expenses, I'm going to file my business receipts in the proper categories so that I'm prepared for tax time. Whatever those activities are, that is your delegated time for money-focused activities, for wealth creation, for wealth consciousness, for money management, for the practical aspect of just looking at your finances and being aware of your money and what bills are due. You know, it's really not about waiting until the last minute until the bill is due. It's about showing up and being prepared. And when you do that, it allows you to relax more into who you are as a woman, and it allows you to feel powerful and supported, which allows you to show up more present in each and every given situation. So this day, a couple of weeks ago, I got really crystal clear about how I was going to conduct myself moving forward, which allowed me to feel and be more empowered. And when you feel and you are more empowered, you show up differently in the world. You show up, your energy is different. People can see the difference. The way that you relate to other people, you're more standing in your ground. You're more powerful about when you're delegating these things and when you're doing these things. And when you're available to other people to meet for lunch or dinner, or when you're available for coaching clients, if you are a coach in this industry, if you haven't created your schedule, I would highly suggest that you be present to doing that by the end of the day today. And you may be listening to this and thinking to yourself, I'm booked solid. I don't have time for that. It's crazy. There's a lot of busy making. And when we are multitasking, it perpetuates the problem. If you could just shift one thing in addition to your mindset and how you show up and be present to things, if you were to choose for just one day to implement what it is I'm sharing with you, which is to be present 100% fully to whatever task, person, or activity it is that you are delegating your time towards, you would find that you actually get more done. Statistics have proven that whenever you're interrupted, it can take anywhere between 15 and 45 minutes to refocus your energy, time, and attention on whatever task it is that you were doing. So if you're working on writing an article, for example, and you think to yourself, oh, let me just check on Facebook real quick. I know a lot of people can attest to this, that they end up on Facebook and they say, like, maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, why am I even on here? So you're not going onto Facebook with a purpose and an intended action. And so one of the activities that I've been kind of playing with, because whenever I implement a new structure into my life to make myself become more effective, more efficient, and more streamlined and manage my time in a better way, is I give myself the opportunity to play around with what is working, what is not working, so give yourself a malleable opportunity to see what's working, what's not working, not being rigid and not saying, okay, I made my schedule, here's the time I'm doing this, here's the time I'm doing that. We as women do not function that way. There needs to be room for flexibility, because if you don't allow the room for flexibility and seeing with curiosity what will work for you, resentment will very quickly creep in. And you will find yourself in a place of resistance to what you're trying to change and shift and transform. So with that being said, one of the things that has popped in for me to play with is something that I've been calling trim the fat. A lot of times, especially with women, there's a lack of reality and awareness with how much some task, how much time a task actually takes you. So years ago, I told this story before, but years ago, I actually would time myself. I would time myself for how long did it take me to vacuum? How long did it take me to water my plants? Now I actually have a personal assistant that takes care of those activities for me. But as a businesswoman, it's important for you to know how long does it take you to write a newsletter? How long does it take you to post in your social media outlets to network and to connect with your potential audience and that sort of thing? And if you don't know the answer to that question, then you can play along with me, which is called trim the fat. And so what I've been doing is, how long does it take me to empty out my email inbox? Now, this is going to be different for each person, and it's going to be different every day depending upon how often you are emptying out your inbox. But I want you to think about how much time. So my awareness over the past couple of weeks since this big aha moment has been how much time and energy and attention is being drained because I might be at the gym lifting weights and I'm like, let me just check my email real quick, but I'm not available to respond at that point in time. I'm just looking, and I'm basically diverting my attention and not giving my full-hearted attention to being present lifting weights at the gym, for example. So I've been catching myself in each moment. And just even, for example, I went to my kid's school last week to do parent observation, and I was walking from the school to my car and was going to look at my email on my phone. I mean, this is the problem, is everything is so available technologically these days. So we really have to be more conscious, more aware, and more self-responsible to what we allow ourselves to be available for in this situation in each moment. And so I went to check on my phone and check my email just to see, hey, did I miss anything while I was in the school for a couple of hours? And I thought, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be fully present to walking to my car and enjoying the birds singing and the fresh air and taking a look at the trees and that sort of thing. And so it's almost like you need to give yourself permission to allow yourself to be more fully present to each moment, because there is so much more joy there that you are missing out on because you are choosing to divert your attention. And another example was last week I had an amazing dinner with my older son, and we had conversation and we were talking about different things, and it triggered me to want to go look up something on the internet, which would have taken me out of being present with him 100% for the whole half an hour that we were sitting and enjoying our dinner together and talking and having fun. And I'm sure that he feels that energetically, that I'm showing up fully present to him in a different way now. And that allows him to be a better person. So we have at our fingertips the ability to get results and get answers to our questions so quickly with Google, with Facebook, with whatever it is, that we are triggered and conditioned at this point technologically to grab our phone and look something up, or to go on the computer and Google something to get the answer, versus staying present to whatever the activity is that you're doing and then going and looking that up at a later date and time. So I really want to encourage all of you on the call today to get honest with yourselves about where your energy leaks are, where are your energy drains, what are the activities that you are engaging in that aren't serving you. They're actually draining you. They're actually lowering your vibration. They're actually causing you to not accomplish as much as you possibly can, and they're not allowing you to be your fullest self. So when you take a stand for being fully present to whatever activity, person, or task that you're involved in, you are literally taking a stand for living your highest and best life and calling in a different level of results. So This is going to maximize your time, and I'm sure it may be triggering some people to think, how can I possibly not be multitasking? That would be impossible. You know, I work from home. I need to be able to throw a laundry in or do this or do that. But I can assure you that the results that I have seen over just the past 2 weeks have been utterly astounding with how much I have been able to get done in a shorter amount of time, because playing this game called trimming the fat has allowed me to say, okay, I'm going to delegate 1 hour to this particular task of cleaning out my email inbox or going on Facebook and interacting with these specific groups. And whatever doesn't get done outside of that hour, that becomes not necessarily fat, but what I didn't get done in that hour. And it gives me an awareness for, do I need to give 75 minutes for that task? Do I need to, you know, if every time I go in and I delegate 1 hour for, let's say, Facebook posting in groups, and I'm constantly not caught up, that is an awareness for me that I may need to extend that time frame to be 75 minutes, or I may need to extend the frequency of that. The other way to leverage your time and your results now is for you to do what's called batching. So if you like to get other people's newsletters, then delegate a time during the week for an hour to go in and read those newsletters and give yourself the leisure and the permission to show up fully and really thoroughly enjoy that newsletter. I truly believe that the multitasking and the attention diversion comes back to not giving yourself permission to show up and enjoy, like enjoy. The word is coming from being in joy, being present and being in a place of joyfulness. And that requires you to open up to receive more joy and more happiness in your life. And typically, you can do this test right now here on this radio show. Typically, each person has what is called a joy set point or a happiness set point. So if you think back to when you were a child growing up, probably under the age of 8, and you think about rating on a scale of 1 to 10, the level of joy that you felt and experienced in your environment growing up. Whatever that number is, be it a 3, be it an 8, whatever that number is, typically that is your joy and happiness set point that you tend to sabotage above and beyond that. If the level of joy, excitement, happiness, and amazing things happening in your life, celebrations, all of that, if it goes above and beyond your joy and happiness set point, typically you're going to do something to sabotage that. So because you now have this awareness of how high or low your joy and happiness set point was when you were a child growing up, and that typically that's a pattern that you're repeating, and have this awareness, you now have the ability to put yourself into experiences and activities that you teach yourself what your new normal is in this regard. So when you're in an experience and it's just so amazing and incredible, instead of saying, I cannot believe this, take that in and receive that instead, and then you will do a joy and happiness stretch point versus the sabotage. And it will allow you to live your life at a higher level of happiness, joy, and success, which will then turn you into an attraction magnet for more of what you want in your life, whether that is changing someone else's life, contributing to the world in a bigger way, bringing in more financial abundance, having more of an impact, being a bigger inspiration, whatever that is for you. So in just a bit, we'll be opening up the phone lines for questions and answers. So if you are on the webcast, please do feel free to press star. Over in the webcast, you can just enter directly into the Q&A, pardon me. And then if you are in the phone line, you would just press *2 to raise your hand to get into the queue for asking a question. So on the webcast, just type directly in the webcast link there, and then just a bit we'll be opening up the line for questions and answers if we have anyone on the line who is looking to be present with us for that. Very exciting. And I just really encourage everyone on these calls to choose to take it to a next level and to really stand out and stand up and have your voice be heard, because just by presencing your voice, you can really change and shift who you are and how you show up in the world. And it is just outside of our comfort zone where we find everything that we are looking for. And so if you're feeling a little bit discomfort around typing a question in or raising your hand and being present on this call, then that is probably the exact thing that you need to do to have a breakthrough. So I'm just going to encourage all of you to up-level and have your breakthrough simply by just presencing your voice and being present to whatever question you may have or whatever coaching you may need in order to get to that next level of success in your life. So the reason why, you know, going back to this joy and happiness set point piece is really being aware of how you sabotage yourself. And so what may have been going on that day that I was like, okay, this is really my desire. And instead of fully allowing myself without having the psychic energy be taken up in my mind about the emails and the text message and all of that thing, and really being focused and on purpose and 100% committed to unplugging technologically, that could have been just outside of my current joy and happiness zone, which is why that ended up happening. And so that ends up being a sabotage for you to live your life in the biggest way and for you to really have these moments where you are enjoying life at a deeper level, at a more expanded level, and that sort of thing. So the five steps to maximize your time and attract more business are, one, as we mentioned, to be present to whatever task it is that you are doing. The second step is to be aware of your joy set point and your happiness set point and allow yourself to be in experiences where you are affirming to yourself, this is normal. This is normal. It's actually normal for me to feel this joyful. It's normal for me to feel this level of celebration, because what you do is you get to redefine and recreate what level of joy and happiness you will be experiencing on a daily basis, and not allow yourself to continue to be brought back down by the self-sabotage to the level in which you were brought up. And the cool thing about that, too, especially if you have children, is that you redefine their joy and happiness set point. When they look back and they say, on a scale of 1 to 10, what was the level of joy and happiness that I experienced in my home, more than likely it will be a number greater than the one that you brought to mind just doing this exercise. The other thing that I want to touch on real quick, too, is for those of you who are thinking about the I can't possibly not multitask because I have all these things to do and so on and so on, and I'm telling you to stay focused on one task and to time delegate, lately I have been going to it's not a country club, but it's a social and business club that I've recently joined. It's really amazing, and it's a bit of a drive. However, it's lovely for me to get out of my house as an entrepreneur. You know how isolating it can be, and it's a great way for me to get out of the house, get dressed up, and be in this really amazing high vibrational environment. And when I go there, I'm not even there for as many hours as I would typically be working at my house. However, what I'm finding is that I'm getting almost double the amount of things done in half the time. And the reason for that is because I'm laser focused. And I don't have the distractions like, oh, the mail just came. Let me go get the mail. Or, you know, I can look through the mail while I'm eating my lunch. Or my dog needs to go out. Or I'm going to just throw this load of laundry in the dryer or that sort of thing. And so sometimes it is just a matter of you getting out of the environment in which you have been in. And that might not be, you know, maybe you don't have a business in a social club near you, for example, but certainly there's a coffee shop. And something that's really been interesting to me, because I'm very aware of what is a distraction to me, and like I said, statistically, they have proven that it takes anywhere between 15 and 45 minutes for you to refocus on whatever it was that you were focusing on. And I would say I'm definitely much more on the 45-minute end. I'm very sensitive to noise. So at my house, I'm very sensitive to noise, and it does take me time to refocus and that sort of thing. And so for years, I had always thought, you know, gosh, I can't go to a coffee shop. It's so loud in there. I'll never be able to focus. And at the business and social club that I go to, there's definitely people coming in and out and having business meetings and meeting for lunch and that sort of thing. And the interesting thing that I have found is when I go to a coffee shop or when I go to this business and social club that I just joined to listen to work on my business and to get these types of emails sent up and set up and sent out that you've received today for being a part of our Legendary Leadership Radio Show, is that I don't even hear any of the noise that's going on around me, because really the noise is more so within than it is outside of you. And so the noise is really when you're working at your house, you might be working completely in silence as an entrepreneur like that. And the noise is really what's in your head, like you're thinking about this task or that task or this task or that task. And so to keep you on target and to keep you focused and present, step three is to have some sort of a notepad, and anything that's popping into your mind that's taking you away from being 100% present to whatever task it is that you're working on, jot it down. So often I have found with my clients that they'll be literally stuck in spinning their wheels because they just haven't gotten it out of their head. It's time to do a mind dump when that happens. And so whether it's you're coming up with a new program or a new package, or you want to figure out your calendar, or you're mapping out 2014 or your marketing calendar, we keep ourselves stuck so often because we haven't gotten what is in our mind out onto the paper. So that many times can be a very first step for you. So step four to maximize your time and attract more business is to calendar in the structure for each of the tasks. So be clear about what are the tasks that you have in your life, what are the tasks that you have in your business, and when are you calendaring them in? So perhaps every Saturday is your day to run errands and manage your money and see what checks have been cashed, what's not been cashed, your income, your outgo, what is your money flow looking like, that sort of thing. And also mapping out your week the following week. So each week, whatever day it is, whether you close office, say, Friday or Thursday, or maybe you do goal setting on Saturday or Sunday, literally writing down your goals for the week. You need to be having personal goals. You need to be having business goals. You need to be having weekly money goals. And you need to be focused on them and be crystal clear about how is it that you're showing up in your office on Monday? Because if not, I can guarantee you, you're going to go to your inbox, you're going to go to Facebook, and you're going to be looking at everyone else's agenda but your own. So until you choose to become on purpose with what your agenda is, what your goals are, and what your accomplishments are that you're looking to achieve, you will continue to spin your wheels, and you will continue to stay in the same level of success and achievement that you are currently at. Until you choose to become aware of where you are sabotaging yourself and where you are taking yourself out and not allowing yourself to enjoy more levels of success, more levels of celebration and happiness, you will continue to bring yourself back by self-sabotage to those levels of what you were brought up with, those joy and happiness set points that you have. So this fifth step in maximizing your time and attracting more business is that for each level of accomplishment, you have to be delegating more. So if you have not yet done the exercise of identifying what is it that you're uniquely brilliant at and what you're not uniquely brilliant at. This is an exercise that I do with my clients in my 90-day Get It Done program so that they are crystal clear about what they are doing and what they can be delegating. And there's a direct indication on this chart that I have my clients fill out that those unique, brilliant activities that you're doing, they are money-generating activities. And the tasks that you're not uniquely brilliant at, they're not money-generating activities. And I'll give you an example because one of my personal assistants was here this morning, and I have a list of tasks that they are to do weekly. I have two different girls that will come and help me, one of which is laundry. I don't do laundry anymore. I haven't done laundry for probably over a year. And if I spend 2 hours doing laundry, it's probably not going to make me any money unless I'm doing someone else's laundry and they're paying me for it, and it's not even going to be a lot of money at that point anyhow. And so by you getting clear about what it is that you do that you are uniquely brilliant at, and very often people have a challenge in seeing the fullness of this, and so it does help and it does accelerate the process of success and more abundance when you hire a coach to help you get clear on that. Then you can begin mapping out a plan, because you have to be very strategic about this, looking at how many dollars are coming into your business and what amount of money you are going to reinvest in delegation, in hiring things out to either a virtual assistant or a personal assistant that allows you to create more time freedom to then focus back on those money-generating activities, which continues to take you from next level to next level to next level. And this is probably a pretty big mistake that I see a lot of entrepreneurs making, which keeps them stuck at the same level of financial income and the same level of abundance that they're bringing in, the same amount of clients that they're serving, the same impact that they're having. Because I know everyone that is a part of the Legendary Leadership Radio Show community is such a heart-based entrepreneur. And at the heart of everything, we all have a huge passion to really inspire and impact and create transformation in the world. And so when you up your game and when you show up more fully present, and you are calling yourself out and you're taking a stand for not having any of these self-sabotage moments, you're taking a stand for your success, you're taking a stand for your goals, and you are committed to, no matter what, writing those goals down on a weekly basis and staying on target and staying on task and not getting distracted and not choosing to multitask, that's where you're going to have the most impact. That's where you're going to begin to bring in a higher level of income. And for those of you who might even have any kind of an aversion to, oh, well, I just want to be, a heart-centered entrepreneur and just have an impact in the world, like the money's not that big of a deal to me, I think that's absolute bullcrap. And I really would call you to live your life from a higher place, because here's the thing. Money is an amazing tool, and it is a tool to be loved and respected. And the more money that you have, the more people you impact, the more people that you help. When I make more money in my business and I hire a personal assistant to come to my house on a weekly basis for a certain number of hours, I'm giving that personal assistant an amazing opportunity to help me make money, help me, and then they're making more money. And that is empowering them. If I get to hire on more team members and have my virtual assistant come on working full time, or I have my cleaning lady coming once per week versus once per month, that's filling her bank account too. So I would really encourage everyone on this show to get extremely comfortable with making more money, because if you want to have a big impact in the world, it's going to take money to do that. If you want to really inspire people at a bigger, grander level, it's going to take money to do that. And it's important that you take the time to nourish yourself and to take time for that downtime and be fully present to that downtime. Because when you nourish yourself and you recharge your batteries, you get to show up from a filled up place in each activity and in each moment and in each interaction with another person. And that person will be inspired by that. That person will be impacted by that. And that person will be very aware of whether you're showing up being fully present and being fully filled up in your life and in your business versus you being exhausted, versus you being depleted, versus you way overdue for a massage or what have you. And here's the thing, you know, we can invest two things, time and money. And we can make our money back, but we cannot make our time back. And so it truly is this time for you to step it up and not have another year end, as we're here 35 days before the end of the year approximately, not have another year end where you're literally setting another resolution that you've set from a year in the past and looking at your progress and maybe seeing some steps forward, but certainly not leaps and bounds. You are meant to make leaps and bounds. You are meant to truly enjoy life at the fullest level by being fully present to yourself, to your activities, and to your loved ones. And so this is your opportunity to take this wisdom that's being shared on this radio show and apply it into your life so that you can show up as a more expanded, better, happier, richer version of yourself. So I'm going to open up the line, and I have, if anyone is on the phone line, they will just press *2 to ask your question and become get on the line and ask your question or get some coaching. And if you're on the webcast, feel free to type your question right into the question and answer there. So we have one question popping in here. So let's take a look here, and then I'll go back over the phone lines in a minute. So the question from Juliet is, I just very recently made quantum leaps in my business. Congratulations. That's super exciting. And truly desire to get into a healthy and clear relationship with my finances going forward. Awesome. Congratulations on that as well. So my first pressing task is to set up a bank account specifically for my business. Do you have any insight on how to tackle this process and what I should look out for when finding a bank that would serve my business the best? Awesome question. This is like super great practical stuff I can't wait to share with you. Is there a bank that is a no-brainer to sign up with? Also, I'm curious if it is a bad biz feng shui to set up an account at a different bank for my regular checking savings. Clarity would be much appreciated. Absolutely, Juliet. Lovely. So here's the thing. Whatever's convenient for you is the short and sweet answer here. No, it's not bad feng shui to set up an account at a different bank. I don't know if you have a reason for wanting to do that per se. Otherwise, I think it would probably be much more convenient. So I would go with whatever bank that you feel most comfortable with. I just recently switched banks, and I really like the bank that I'm with. And so look at the different options and the different benefits. One of the things that I love about the bank that I'm currently banking with, and not that I really have a lot of checks per se to process. Most of everything it's much more virtual. However, when I do have a check that I need to cash, I literally can do it from the comfort of my own home and take a picture of the check and do a picture deposit, which, I mean, I don't know if anyone else on the phone is like amazed by this technology, but I think it's utterly phenomenal. And so that would be my recommendation there is just go with your gut. You know, what bank do you feel most comfortable with? What bank has the most reasonable fees? A lot of different banks have, maybe they have a $2,000 minimum requirement. Some of them have direct deposit benefits, but as entrepreneurs, we don't always have direct deposit. So talk to your bank and ask them. I've actually, you know, here in the U.S., the bank that I use is PNC, and I know, you know, we don't have the same banks as everyone over in Europe and that sort of thing. So you have to just check locally from where it is that you are based. But I did have a conversation, so I would suggest getting familiar with the bank branch people that work in that particular branch. I have not in the past been a big advocate of going into the bank and establishing a relationship with the folks there. However, in my recent switch to this bank, I have become pretty familiarized there. The one branch manager was like totally excited about me being a business coach and took my card and was just really intrigued about what it is that I do. I also have a safety deposit box there. And so I'm in the bank more than I've ever been in the bank before, but I have found that that has given me some benefits that I wouldn't otherwise have. So I would suggest that you allow your presence to be known at the bank so that people know who you are, and that when you do go in there, that you have this relationship with a local branch of your bank. And so what I did is I ended up speaking with the person that was in charge of merchant services. And so as entrepreneurs, we obviously need to have ways to process payments. And I was upgrading my ability to process international payments. And I said, look, you know, here's how I do business. I'm an entrepreneur. And they were totally willing to work with me with having the merchant account and allow that to give me then the benefit of what they give other people who have direct deposit. So they were willing to be flexible in that way. So if, you know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes we need to get creative about having benefits that traditional jobs give you and that sort of thing. And so if it's not available, do ask for it, because you it might be interesting to see what they do provide for you. So I personally have my personal checking account and my business checking account at the same bank. And it also is easier, because here's what's going to happen. In order for you to have a healthy and clear relationship with your finances, Juliet, and get everything set up properly, I will tell you that probably this is something that I go through, because I also do money breakthrough coaching with my clients. 90% of the people, when they start working with me, do not have these simple systems and structures in place. And this is a big thing that I'm a huge advocate for, which is women's financial independence and empowerment. And so I'm really glad we're touching on this topic. So here's how it'll work. I'm going to walk you through the basics. You are either a coach, or, you know, you provide a product or a service, whatever that is. And so when you get paid money as an entrepreneur, that money goes into your business checking account. That money does not belong to you. Let's just get it really clear right from the start that that money belongs to the business. And you need to see the business as a third entity. So the business is money. You cannot steal from the business, okay? You don't just go in and take out money, or you want to go get a new shirt and that sort of thing. And so that money is in your business account, and you need to begin to pay yourself regularly. And the way that that's done is what's called an owner's draw, and that essentially becomes a either you're writing yourself a check from your business account, and you're writing yourself a check, and then you go deposit it into your personal account, or you can do a transfer from your business to your personal checking. And then from there, if that amount is, say, let's say that's $1,000, you need to then take money from that amount that you just transferred and put it into your personal savings account, or even your business savings account, whichever. And you need to take probably anywhere between 10 and 15% here in the U.S. for taxes. So as entrepreneurs, we pay quarterly taxes, or depending upon where you are in your business, you want to put that money into a tax account, and you don't touch that money. So regardless of whether you're paying quarterly taxes or you're doing it all at once at the end of the year, depending upon what level of business you're at, you will find out, you know, by the time you're doing your taxes, how much you owe, or, you know, in an entrepreneur realm, typically we end up owing at the end of the year. Because you've already had this tax account set aside, there's no going into overwhelm. There's no going into, oh, holy crap, how am I going to pay this big tax bill, la-da-da-da-da. It's literally, like, just not a big deal. And so when your accountant comes back and says, here's how much you owe for taxes, and let's say it's $3,000. And let's say that in this tax account that you've set aside, you have $3,500. Well, you pay the government, and you pay your $3,000 tax bill, and you've got $500 left over. You can either take that as a bonus, or you can let it roll into your tax account for the following year. And in some cases, it might be a $2,000 bonus or a 2,000 pound bonus or what have you. So that's kind of an exciting way to look at it as an entrepreneur, and allow yourself to see that at the end of the year, you could potentially have a bonus just in the same way that someone that works in the corporate world would potentially have a bonus. So that's basically how it works. The money that you process with a merchant account, whether it's PayPal, in the U.S. and Canada, we have Square Up, or you're using a merchant service, whatever, however it is you are processing your payments, that money needs to be directly linked up to your business account. And then you will, on a regular basis, be doing you will be kind of cutting yourself a paycheck, so to speak. Now, as an entrepreneur who's just starting out, if there's anyone on the call who's a new entrepreneur, it's not the amount that matters, it's the action. And this is sort of a theme that's applicable to anything in your life. It's not the amount that matters, it's the action. So it's the action that matters. It's like, even if you're just starting out going to the gym, for example, it's the action that matters. If you go to the gym and just get on the treadmill for 5 minutes and you go Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're literally creating a habit. And in this case, you're literally sending a message to the universe that I am valuable and I am worthy and I am paying myself and I am a professional business owner, because this is how a professional business owner behaves. And so then you start paying yourself. And I've told this story before. It's really hilarious. When I first went to try and start paying myself in the very beginning of my business, I thought, okay, I'll pay myself 10 bucks a week. Well, I went to set up this automatic transfer so that I would get paid 10 bucks a week from my business account to my personal checking. And I got an error message that said, sorry, but you have to transfer at least $25 as a minimum transfer amount. So then I decided that I would pay myself $25 every other week to achieve that. And so before I even started paying myself, I had automatically gotten a $2.50 raise per week. So just a funny story to share about the amount is not the significant part in the beginning. In the beginning, the action is the significant part. And so tracking your money is also a good thing to do. And so that is going to get you crystal clear with your relationship with money going forward. It's going to have you set up with the success of the streamlining of how you're running your business and what are you doing to set up those structures. And it's going to feel really good. It's going to allow you to feel really supported. And it's something that's taken care of. So it's like a system that's in place that you don't have to go back and deal with. Literally, your job throughout the year is just to track your receipts for any business expenses that you have and then begin to categorize them accordingly so that when tax time does come, it's very simple for you to give your accountant certain amount for, you know, business expenses. Let's say client gifts is one of my business expenses, for example, and that sort of thing. So awesome question. I know that provided an incredible amount of value for everyone on the line, Juliet. So thank you for coming forward and asking that question. That was a great question. So, and then, you know, going back to what we shared on the radio show too, this is something like this would be an activity for you to do if, let's say, you've delegated every Saturday from 10 to 12 to be focusing on money, tracking your money, tracking your expenses, categorizing business receipts. This would be an activity where you could literally walk into the bank on a Saturday and open this other account. And so you would really want to be having four accounts at the end of the day. You would be having a business account, a business checking account, a personal checking account, a business savings account, and a personal savings account. And so the business savings account, that's where you're going to put money towards self-growth, further education, so that at some point, you know, if you're in the beginning of your business, per se, then at some point in your business, if you have an opportunity to say yes to a coaching program or a coaching opportunity or whatever it is you want to do to continue growing yourself in your business, that money is sitting there and it's supporting you. Or if you have an opportunity to go on a trip to a workshop on a weekend or something, that money is there for you to be able to take off and go without hesitation, without, oh, no, where is this money going to come from? Because the journey of the entrepreneur is not for you to continue to stay stuck. The journey of an entrepreneur is not for you to continue to struggle financially. It's for you to continue to expand and to become more and to increase your impact and increase your savings account. I'm all about empowering women financially to not only make more money, but to keep more money. And so, yes, there's a flow of money, but having that money sitting in a checking account that enables you to say yes to the next package or program or opportunity that you want to say yes to is incredibly powerful and empowering to you as a woman versus you literally trying to figure out how am I going to get there, which moves you into that frantic energy that is coming from a place of not enough and the scarcity that's present there, versus staying in that empowered energy that allows you to feel more joy and happiness and show up with a greater impact in the world and literally say, yes, that's something that I really would like to say yes to and give you the ability to make empowering financial decisions and investments in yourself. So really awesome structures to put in place. And I know how much it's going to empower each of you who takes the time to do this. And again, it's a system and a structure that you have in place so that you literally are going forward. There's not going to be a whole lot of work for you to go back and revisit there. It's just a maintenance thing at that point. And the other thing that I've seen a lot of women do is they don't separate their expenses. They're kind of sloppy with their expenses. So I'll just presence this before we wrap up for the rest of the radio show here today. If you are going to a store and you're making personal purchases and you're making business purchases, and I'll give you an example. Here in the U.S., we have, you know, we've got Walmart and I know in Canada as well and that sort of thing. And so for me, I live in a smaller town, and so my groceries actually, I go to Walmart to get a lot of my groceries. And then perhaps I need, this week is actually totally true, I need ink cartridges for my printer, and I need a paper ream for more paper for my printer. I'm going to have two separate transactions during this visit to the store. So I've got my personal items like, you know, organic lettuce and, you know, vegetables and maybe some pasta or whatever, something like that. And then I'm going to actually put that little divider thing on the belt there and make my purchase for my business separately with my business card that is attached to my business account. So the more clear that you can be and the more responsible that you can be in this regard, number one, it's going to make things so much easier when you're paying taxes. And it's not going to be a big brouhaha. There's so many people that avoid doing the taxes or they're behind in their taxes. And it's a money leak. It truly is. It's an energy drain and it's a money leak. And it's not how a responsible, successful business owner shows up in business that wants to really take their life and their business to the next level. So I'd really encourage all of you to take these steps with your calendar, with your focus in being present, and also with these practical steps here we've shared at the end in regards to how to set up your business financially and have that sound structure of how you take money in and how you track your money and all of that. So I'm going to just do one last quick look here to see if anybody on the line has pressed star 2 to raise their hand. We have time for one more question at the top of the hour here. And if you're on the webcast, you can type in a Q&A right into the Q&A section there. And it looks like everyone is still being somewhat quiet this week, so we're still warming back up here. We're 3 weeks into having Legendary Leadership Radio Show be back on the air, and I'm just so delighted to have been here with all of you on the call. And we will be live once again next week on December 3rd. Yikes, it's December already, everyone. And I'm super excited to say that on December 17th, we have another guest coming on. So every third Tuesday is always Guest Tuesday. And we'll be having Jen Cohen Crompton come on, and she is an amazing social media expert, writer, blogger. Oh, my gosh. She's phenomenal, and so really excited to have her be coming on, and she's going to be sharing some incredible tips about how to connect on a deeper level with your tribe, especially over the holiday time and into 2014, because we are rounding the end of the year here and really excited for 2014. So have a fabulous rest of the day, everyone, and I look forward to connecting with you next Tuesday at 2 for Legendary Leadership Radio Show. Take care, everyone.